I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Wednesday, March 29. A bit of word association after a couple of rounds of the footy season.
Adelaide Crows, patches don't win matches. Playing in bursts and fits. They've got to put it together over the longer time. Brisbane Lions took the mulligan, shot the lights out. What happens next? Carlton, six in the bank, get on a tear. Go claim the next 20 points. Collingwood, come join the joyride. No one's having more fun than Collingwood this year. Essendon, good reason to believe in the new regime. The exit polls are good for the Bombers. Fremantle, this isn't the way. If you're a Mandalorian fan, this isn't the way. Geelong, wouldn't want to drop the next one. Sort of on the watching brief, the Cats and Gold Coast, who are their next opponent. Does anyone care enough to get riled up? Because they're on the cusp of being riled up, I think. GWF Giants running on green energy. I like the early signs out of the Giants. Hawthorn fighting fires on too many fronts. Can't be front and back page of the paper and be the interview out of the weekend either. That's just too many fire fronts. You've got to be able to put the hoses down somewhere. Melbourne, over to you, Mr. Grundy. Not quite what he was brought in for, but he's good cover for the circumstances they have before them. North Melbourne, cuddly Clarkson trumps combustible Clarko. We don't want him punching holes in walls. Surely it's better to have him patrolling the sidelines in that lovely new demeanour. Port Adelaide, biggest showdown of the Hinkley era. Nothing matters more than how they're measured against their crosstown rival. Richmond, is a Richmond game still enough? I don't know whether they'll be able to impose a Richmond game against Collingwood, but would it be enough? St Kilda, a community united under their natural leader. And they're about to have one of the biggest rallies in years, maybe ever, at the MCG on Saturday night. Sydney Swans took what they've been given. I reckon they've gone par-par. Good, solid start. Now let's see what happens next. West Coast, a glimpse of modernism at second quarter on Sunday. More of that from the Eagles, I think. And the Western Bulldogs, they're not the team they think they are. Not now, at least. And that's for them to fix.
Luke Hodge put himself in the boots of Bulldogs captain Marcus Bontempelli this week.
I'd be speaking a lot with Beveridge, with the coaches, understanding, just so they're on the same page of what the message is to the boys. Because when you get into stages like this, you want to make sure it's the one message coming out. You don't want a coach saying one thing and the captain saying something else just because they feel that we're doing two things right and wrong. So you've got to be making sure that every message that goes to the players is clear, and for the players going into training and going into a game, their clarity on what the small focuses are. And that might be winning the contested ball or winning the ball, or actually, I think over the two games, they've had minus almost 70 uncontested marks. So that's clearly shown that they're not manning up. So you've got to go in with some small little targets that we need to focus on, which takes out the rest of the doubt in the team.
Sam Edmund revealed a curious tribunal ruling relating to ruck contests.
Under the relevant rules for ruck contests, just might be worth pointing out, a player should be penalised, Jared, when they, among other things, make prohibited contact with an opposition ruck or engage in rough conduct against an opposition ruck. So a broad term, both of them. But this act or acts of similar nature would appear to fit into these two categories. And Reece Stanley has, well, if he doesn't have cracked ribs, they're certainly bruised, and he's in significant doubt for this trip to play Gold Coast. But you're right, no free kick on the night, and now overturned at the tribunal as well, all in the aftermath of what Chris had to say with you on AFL 360. So it is a quirky series of events between the two clubs.
It was a bit tense across the divide with Melbourne and Sydney, as we take aim at the NRL Grand Final. And Andrew Voss was having none of it.
No, 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 no. McLemens, go to hell. You're not getting... No, no. It's not happening. Now, I know Peter Volandis is playing... Good morning, Jared. Good morning, listen.
How are you?
I know Peter Volandis is playing the game. We've had a change of government as recent as last weekend. It is now a Labor state, as with all the Australian mainland states. Chris Minns is the new Premier. A Bulldogs man. Bulldogs fan. Canterbury Bulldogs fan. But as for Peter playing the game, Melbourne Grand Final, no. No, this is just my humble opinion. Look, you can have the special events, you can have the origin, you know, one origin every so often in a test match and what have you, but The grand final of the domestic competition, I'm afraid, I know we had to adjust to COVID and we had to do some different things, but if it's not Sydney, it's Brisbane, and I'm one who subscribes to a cycle, and I don't know whether this can happen, that I'm just going on sheer mathematics, that basically a quarter of the competition, or just less, is from Queensland. So once every 4 years, grand final, Queensland, Heartland, Brisbane, and all the others are in Sydney.
Andrew Webster delved into the Peter Bowles scenario and what increasingly looks like a travesty of justice.
These are independent tests, though, that have been engaged by his very aggressive lawyer in the US. So until, as I've sort of called for in the Herald and the Age today, there's further investigation, whether that's a Senate inquiry or some deeper probe into what's happened with Sports Integrity Australia and their processes. But if some of that is, if what's that been alleged is proven, I think, like, it's, as you said, it's got to go down as one of the great injustices in Australian sport. Not like, I know everyone was focusing on the leak after the A sample result was given to him. So that was bad enough. But now, if the leak of the A sample that may not even have been positive is proven to be true, then I think that you're right, it's an absolute travesty.
And the chairman of the Ovens and Murray Football and Netball League, David Sinclair, explained why the Wangaratta Magpies have been stripped of their premiership.
Look, Jared, I guess it was after they had went through the process with AFL North East Border and were found guilty of salary cap breaches, they, out of that, it became evident that they had breached bylaws of our league, and we wanted to send the strongest possible message to the other nine clubs of our competition and community football in general, that integrity is everything, and the rules are there and you need to operate within them.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.